The Pirate's Mixed Up Voyage by Margaret Mahe. Read by Richard Mitchley. Chapter 1. Introducing Lionel Wafer. There was once a young man called Lionel Wafer, who was as hairy as he was handsome, and as handsome as he was hairy. He was dissatisfied with living in real life, which was full of rules and regulations, and in his heart, he dreamed of being a pirate. This was hardly surprising, for he had been named after a pirate, though not a very well-known one, and everything around him was somehow arranged to remind him of pirates. For one thing, he was expected to dress as a pirate while at work, for he ran his retired uncle's tea shop, which was on the waterfront of the great city of Hooky Walker. This particular tea shop was in a ship, a real ship, moored beside an old wharf, and was called Ye Olde Piratey Shippy Tea Shop. There were treasure chests and tropical islands painted all over the walls, and a big collection of ancient swords and fearsome firearms was displayed behind the counter. As well as all this, there was a parrot called Toothpick in a big cage in the middle of the tea room. And after all, there is nothing as piratical as a bright green parrot, is there? Especially when that parrot had a notice on its cage saying, "Please do not give rum to this bird."
"Doom and destiny,"
Toothpick would cry, for he was a determinist and believed that everything happening in the universe was part of a vast, mysterious plan. But Lionel Wafer believed in free will.
"What rubbish, Toothpick," he would cry. "The world isn't run according to any plan, and that's that."